Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 1st of May. A large part of the global economy is not working today in celebration of workers. Economists, of course, never sleep because our work is never done. But celebrations of workers may increasingly need to consider a celebration of profit because in the structural changes of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, things are shifting. One of the features of the pandemic was an explosion in the number of small businesses being set up in several developed economies. These business startups represent the opportunities that technology presents to individuals, side hustles that can accompany or even replace the regular job. The person selling on eBay, the Airbnb host, or the economist writing an extensive range of books still widely available from all good booksellers. These people are making a profit, not being paid a wage. If we add in the growth of self-employment and outsourcing work to contractors, this becomes quite a significant trend. This then starts to distort economic data. Traditionally, the view of the economic world divided between the profit share of the economy and the wage share of the economy has held sway. But this is not nearly so clear a distinction today. The TikTok content creator's income appears in the data for profit share of the economy, but that profit is a substitute for what would traditionally be classified as wages. These are not faceless corporations paying out to institutional shareholders, but individual people whose profits go directly to putting food on the table. The economic effect of higher profits in this form is the same as the economic effect of a wage increase for middle-income households. The distinction between corporate savings and household savings also becomes blurred. An entrepreneur may hold their profits in a corporate savings account when, in reality, the money will be treated in the same way as savings in a household account. The anxiety over what amount of savings US households has left may be ignoring an additional pool of savings held in the accounts of a single-person business, which then gives more spending power to the consumer. While much of the world is taking the day off, the US Federal Reserve is going to be giving its policy verdict. The combination of a Fed without a medium-term strategy and less liquid financial markets today is not perhaps ideal, but here we are. The Powell Fed has had remarkably little dissent in recent years, a fact which is surprising given the poor quality of some of the decisions that have been taken. Today, there is a clear expectation for an unchanged policy stance, leaving markets looking to the press conference of Fed Chair Powell. But Powell has consistently failed to give any medium-term framework for policy and instead has tended to have a Pavlovian reaction to whatever the last data point was. For an economist, it's all rather depressing. An ideal press conference would point out that US inflation is now effectively on target on most measures. It would highlight that almost every sector of the economy has deflation, with prices falling in some geographic part of the United States. And if every sector of the economy is having to cut prices somewhere, inflation by definition is not sticky. The absurdity of owner's equivalent rent would be highlighted alongside the ongoing retreat of profit-led inflation. But that is in an ideal world. Instead, we're likely to get a series of comments backed by superficial analysis of unreliable headline data. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and horizon are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.